they were both very much opposed to drinking. A couple of hired hands were cleaning out the barn on the farm, and I was riding to and fro on the sled, and while they were loading, I drank hard cider out of a barrel in the barn. On the return trip, after two or three loads, I passed out and had to be carried to the house. I remember that my father kept whiskey around the house for medical purposes and entertainment, and I would drink from this when no one was about, and then water it to keep my parents from knowing I was drinking. This continued until I enrolled in our state university, and at the end of the 4 years, I realized that I was a drunk. Morning after morning, I awoke sick and with terrible jitters, but there was always a flask of liquor sitting on the table beside my bed. I would reach over and get this and take a shot, and in a few moments, get up and take another, shave, eat my breakfast, slip a half pint of liquor in my hip pocket, and go on to school. Between classes, I would run down to the washroom, take enough to steady my nerves, and then go on to the next class. This was in 1917. I left the university in the latter part of my senior year and enlisted in the Army. At the time, I called it patriotism. Later, I realized that I was running from alcohol. It did help to a certain extent, since I found myself in places where I could not obtain anything to drink, and so broke the habitual drinking. Then Prohibition came into effect, and the facts that the stuff obtainable was so horrible, and sometimes deadly, and that I had married and had a job, which I had to look after, helped me for a period of some 3 years.